Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Erin Emma.
Erin?
Emma.
Emma.
And I'm here with Rosemary.
Yeah, you surely are.
Yep. Okay, so we are in.
Are you here today?
I'm here. Yep. We have just begun the first week of Advent. And this is always a joyous and wonderful time of year.
Yes.
In reflecting on Jesus coming into the world for us. And this week you started it off so well by talking about whether or not we have a giving heart.
Yes.
And so often we do think of Christmas associated
giving. Yeah.
That's right. And it's not just about Christmas Day. Often it's about a whole season, depending where you work, who your friendships are. You can see in the shops everywhere we have giving season, really.
We have all the Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And then they have, what do they call it when you pull in a hat and you put
out. Oh, like Secret Santa.
Yes. So yeah. It's all giving, isn't it?
But this season is more than just giving an actual physical material gift. And God wants us to have that giving heart. He wants us to be generous. But what I really got from your heartbeat this week as you shared this scripture verse in Luke 6:38 was that the kind of heart that God wants us to have is also a heart, a giving heart of mercy, a giving heart of kindness, a giving heart of forgiveness.
Yes.
In addition to maybe those physical items that we give away, materials. And the scripture that you shared, it talks about how the measure that we receive is based on the measure that we give.
Yes.
Which doesn't mean that, like you said, you gave the example of if I give $100, I get $100 back. Or if I give kindness to one person means I get the exact same thing back from that person. I may receive that from somewhere else. But just that there is a measure that we are given based on our hearts and what we give to others.
If you treat people well, they actually will treat you well.
Mm.
Meaning I care for them, I look after them, I encourage them. Think of people you work with over the years, even if you're not working now. You know, if you say good morning and talk to them and ask them how their weekend went and were really nice, or you're grumpy, you know, whatever, or you're stressed because of a timeline for work, because that happens so often in different work things. And instead of going in and saying, "Oh, do you have such as I'm really stressed. Do you have da-da-da?" Like it's the way you treat people, your attitude. Well, that they'll then treat you back accordingly. I see it at the shops. I have someone who, say if you go through the
checkout,
and they say good morning, and I know they're taught it, but they still say good morning. They ask you how your day's been. They whatever. But I've seen people say good morning and ask how my day's been, and they haven't looked at my face once. They're looking down at the machine and they're just doing it because they have to say it. What do you think? Who do you think makes me feel more loved and appealing towards? Someone who actually meant what they said. They looked me in the face and smiled and gave me the time of day. Same thing. The measure you get is the measure I'll give back to them.
And so in fostering our generosity and a giving heart,
we need to look at ourselves.
Yeah, so how do we take that step this Advent?
Well, we look at then what did God do? God sent his only son to die for us. He sacrificed himself, and Jesus himself said, "Yes, I'll go." Because he didn't have to. He could have said to the Father, "No, I don't want to go."
Yeah.
No, he said, "I'll do the Father's will." So he took the crown off his head, put it on the chair beside Father God's throne, and came down to earth. And where was he born? Oh my goodness, in a cow's feeding trough.
Yep.
With straw, itchy. you know, probably blustering wind outside, wouldn't have been very warm, the manger, the inn.
Mm.
I mean, the parents, Joseph and Mary, have best possible to care for him. But Jesus came as a nobody in many ways.
Mm.
To, what do they say? What good could come out of Nazareth?
Yeah.
That's what was written in the Bible. That's what people thought. It wasn't just written there because they threw it in. That's what people at the culture of the day thought.
Mm.
It wasn't Jerusalem, the city. It was just a small country town. And so it makes you realize, well, if Christ did that for me, what attitude do I need to have for giving? What can, in many ways, it is sacrificial.
Yeah.
Because you're giving of your time yourself.
Mm.
I don't have to. I could keep it all for myself.
Mm.
But it's not what God asks of us.
Yeah.
And like there was a beautiful picture that I've seen over the years that God gave me. And I saw it when you were little, and as a treat I would say, would you like a Slurpee? Now, Slurpee in Australia is a frozen ice drink. And when you put the cup underneath the machine, out it comes. But you used to bang it on the ground, bang it on the table, try and get any air pockets out so then you could put it back under to fill it up, because the price was the price of the cup. So if you could have it overflowing all down the sides and then think, now it's full, now I'll pay for it, you felt like, wow, look
money's worth.
What a gift.
Yep.
You know, you're giving to yourself.
Mm.
Well, that's what God does for us. He does it, where does it say? Poured out, flowing all over.
Mm.
Think about that. Poured out, totally poured out for us, but flowing over, because it's not just for us. He wants to give it to others
some
too.
More.
That it flows over to others.
Mm.
So how can we have that attitude when we give time? Maybe a co-worker comes along and says, I'm a bit confused here. My computer's not working. What do I do?
Mm.
Instead of being annoyed and thinking, they're taking up my time when I'm supposed to be doing this, or going to morning tea or whatever it might be. Okay, let me help you.
Mm.
Me, I say, sorry, I can't help you because I don't know what to do.
But if you could
help. But if I could, I would help.
Yeah.
I'll tell them, go ask, you know, so-and-so over there.
They can help.
They're amazing on computers.
But it makes me think, though, too, like, if we ask God, it's not about doing it in our own strength. It's about wanting to have this giving heart that's like God's heart.
Yes.
So asking him to do it in us.
Yes.
Which is asking for his grace that he wants to give us.
He's the one who gives us the ideas.
Yeah.
He's the one who prods us and goes, go and, you know, help that person over there. He does.
Mm.
But it comes more naturally to us. So then we sometimes think it's all of us.
Yeah.
But it's not, because it's God in us that does it.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit talking to our spirit.
Yeah. Like for the weekly challenge this week, I've put down just a question, what's your heart saying? In the sense of, do I need to change my giving attitude? Like there can be times where, you know, we always talk about Scrooge at this time of year.
Yes.
Like we don't want to give.
Yes.
So.
But it's not the expense. It's not the cost.
No. And I'm not talking
about
the material kind of gifts. I'm talking about the mercy, the kindness, the love we can give to others. What do I need to do to change that attitude if I'm not wanting to be a giving person?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's more than just a physical gift.
Yes.
Yeah. So as we begin Advent, why don't you use this week to reflect on what is your giving heart like? Do you need to ask God to come and help you to be more giving, to have a more loving and giving attitude to others? So we pray that in these weeks ahead that you would have a really blessed Advent, and that God would speak to you as he prepares you for Christmas. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.